Welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet for second hour. I'm going to play for you first the cut, It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, from the Bill Frisell, Thomas Morgan CD Small Town, which it will be available in about a week or so. But first I'm going to read a little bit from the ECM publicity notes. It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, the opener for Small Town, had its studio debut on the 1985 ECM album of the same name by the trio of Paul Modian, Joe Lovano, and Bill Frisell. That iconic trio had a standing 2-week residency at the Vanguard in Paul's last years. When Frisell and Morgan played the piece at the Vanguard, quote, "The spirit of Paul seemed to hover over us," Frisell says. "There's a singing quality to Paul's music. It's not like math. It comes from an almost vocal place. The song is deceptively simple, just the melody and one chord, basically, but it conjures this atmosphere that you can really move around in. It's like a structure without walls. It doesn't box you in. It's magical to me and moving." Reflecting on the Vanguard and the experience of making Small Town, Frisell concludes, "Even though I've played It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago what must be hundreds and hundreds of times, it always feels different somehow. I mean, it's the same melody, the same song, but it's not fixed. It lives. The music lives beyond Paul, just as it will live past us. The Vanguard, too. The notes keep resonating off the walls there night after night. The listeners down through the years are part of that. They were there with us, as they were for Bill Evans or John Coltrane. Now the music we played on that night is on the record for more people to listen to, the notes resonating further. It's incredible if you think about it." It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, a Palmodian composition, played by Bill Frisell and Thomas Morgan live in March of 2016, and soon to be released on ECM's album Small Town. It's a really beautiful version, very different from other versions of it. But I am going to play the original version of It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago from the album of the same name. And following that, we're going to hear a couple of Bill Frisell tunes. Thank you. Little solo Bill Frisell there. That was from his first album as a leader for ECM Records. Back in 1982 it was recorded, and the song was called In Line, and it's from the album In Line, and just Bill on acoustic guitars. And I'm playing that cut and the one before it from the Rarum issued CD from ECM Records. They took all their artists and they put together kind of like best of albums, I would say. And there's one about Paul too, so it's got a really nice variety of time frames and music on it. And before that we heard Introduction, a Paul Modian composition from It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, with just Bill on electric guitar. And that was recorded in 1984. And then we heard It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, the original version, with Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. And we heard the beautiful new version of that song with just Bill Frisell and Thomas Morgan, recorded live at the Village Vanguard on our featured album today, Small Town. So I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR, low power, 93.3 FM, on your radio dial and streaming online at WRFR.org. It is ORG. Okay. I'm going to read one more set of notes from the ECM publicity for this album. And, I do want to say that Bill Frisell and Thomas Morgan will be on tour on June 23rd. They're going to be in Ottawa, Ontario, at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. On the 24th, they'll be at the Toronto Jazz Festival, the Rochester Jazz Festival on the 25th, and Firehouse 12 in New Haven, Connecticut on June 27th, and Darrell's Place in Pawling, New York, June 28th, the Bolton Center for the Performing Arts in Bayshore, New York on the 29th, and Roulette in Brooklyn on the 30th. And July 1st, they'll be at Space in Evanston, Illinois. And July 2nd, the Montreal Jazz Festival. So if you're near any of those places, you can catch them live. Small Town presents guitarist Bill Frisell and bassist Thomas Morgan in a program of duets, the poetic chemistry of their playing captured live at New York's hallowed Village Vanguard. Frisell made his debut as a leader for ECM in 1983 with a similarly intimate inline, establishing one of the most distinctive sounds of any modern guitarist. Frisell first met the California-born Thomas Morgan through Joey Barron in the 1990s, when the bassist was very impressive, even though he was still a kid, basically, end quote, recalls the Grammy-winning guitarist. Quote, later we played together at a session led by drummer Kenny Wollison. In the midst of all this action there, a kind of cacophony, I heard this bass note that just felt so present and right, even though Thomas was 40 or 50 feet away from me in a big studio. It struck me. And we played together again at Paul Modian's last session. So it's special that we both have this connection to Paul and his music. I asked Thomas to sit in with some of my groups, and we developed this rapport. Thomas has this way of almost time-traveling, as if he sees ahead of the music and sorts it all out before he plays a note. He never plays anything that isn't a response to what I play, anticipating me in the moment. That sort of support makes me feel weightless, like I can really take off. Thomas and I are also similar in that we're both quiet personalities, Frisell continues. Whenever I play guitar, that's my true voice. It's not so dissimilar with Thomas, I think. Playing the bass is his natural way of expressing himself, and I'm going to steal a phrase from the saxophonist Charles Lloyd, who once said to me before a gig, I'm really looking forward to singing with you. I think that way about playing with Thomas, too. He really plays the song, whether it's a Fats Domino tune or something abstract. The energy comes from the same place. Next up, we have Wildwood Flower, Joseph Philbrook Webster and Maud Irving composition from Small Town. Thank you. That was Alien Prince for D Sharp, a Bill Frisell tune from his album Lookout for Hope, recorded in 1987, and also on the ECM album, Bill Frisell Selected Recordings. And that's Bill Frisell on electric guitar, Hank Roberts on cello, Kermit Driscoll on bass, and Joey Barron on drums. And before that, we heard Triste, a Palmodian composition from 2011's Windmills of Your Mind from Winter and Winter Records. And that cut is Bill Frisell, Thomas Morgan, and Palmodian. And at the top of the set, we heard Wildwood Flower from the new album Small Town. So if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out my webpage, jazzcloset.blogspot.com. And I will be back with a show next week. Not quite sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Small Town from the album Small Town. And that tune is written by Bill Frisell. And that will take us to the top of the hour. And I want you to support your local musicians and all musicians as much as you can. And keep resisting, people. We can do it. Thank you. Small Town by Bill Frisell, and played with Thomas Morgan live at the Village Vanguard in March of 2016, and soon to be available on the CD, or you can probably buy it from on the computer and download it. The CD is Small Town from ECM Records, and it's a really beautiful album. I encourage you to get it and support musicians as you can. And I will be back next week with another episode of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet.